I'm here with Peter Keane, Director of Performance at UK Sport. Peter, through your career you've worked with individuals such as Chris Boardman and with teams such as the British track cycling team that you've coached and led from being very good to being absolutely world class. Do you think it's possible to draw from that experience some generic lessons for leaders such as school leaders about how to really improve the performance, their performance, the performance of their teams? And if so, what would some of those key lessons be?
I think there are a number of things that I can draw from that experience that probably work across many sectors, not least in teaching and leadership in teaching. Probably one of the most obvious parallels is in the need to create the right environment. So much of what works in elite sport, and I'm sure in education too, is allowing people to take, I suppose, calculated risks, but to not be constrained by either a fear or a lack of opportunity to try and to experiment. Winning an elite sport requires huge leaps of faith. There are no certainties. In fact, the appeal of sport is that you don't know you're going to win until you cross the line. And learning to manage that uncertainty and work with that fear is an interesting thing. And I think a lot of environments about learning and development can improve in terms of just making people feel that it's okay to take risks, to stretch boundaries, clearly with limitations applied for all sorts of obvious reasons. But that would be my first point of connection. Probably the second is to really ensure that the people that are delivering programs supporting the development of ambitious young people really understand the importance of enjoying something about the day-to-day process of doing it. An awful lot of sport rhetoric focuses on the outcome, the win, the gold medal. It rarely talks enough about the journey, and it's a very long journey from when it really starts, often more than 6 to 8 years from even being, a promising young British competitor to being truly world class. And I think what really keeps people on that journey is a certain love of something about that process. There'll be something, whether it's just the rigour of the daily training or the reflecting on what worked and what didn't, the analysing of your competitors, reading up around it. They love it. And I think that to pursue anything to a very high level of performance needs the sort of honest engagement with the process where you really do understand what it is that you like and indeed what you find frustrating, and you ensure that you never lose touch of the essence of why you do this thing. It isn't all about outcome, it is the journey.
Thanks, Peter. Now, Peter, from your earliest days as a cycling coach through to being performance director of British Cycling and beyond, you've been known as someone who's brought in new innovative ways of doing things, as someone who's not done things the way we've always done them. What lessons do you feel you've learned about how you lead change in a team or in an organisation from those experiences?
I think where I've been able to bring around effective change, it's because I've been able to convince people that there's a sufficiently clear vision of where I want us to go, that they're willing to take the risk and follow me. Doesn't always work, but I place great emphasis on the need to be able to convey a pretty clear vision that crystallises people's choices almost, whether to go on it or to not. It links to probably one of the key lessons from elite sport is where the going is really tricky. As you get closer to the top, you cannot take passengers. You cannot take people who are interested to have a look at it, but not actually do it. That's very dangerous. So I think some of the change process I've been through has often been about trying to be clear enough with people as to whether they really want to be doing it or not. Not in necessarily a particularly ruthless way, but trying to be as clear as possible that, no, this is going to be different. Here's why. Here's where I think we could go to. And this is what it's going to mean for you. I'm not a master of inclusivity, if I'm honest. It's something I'm working on. I think there's a lot about the need to consult and to have dialogue, but equally I think that's got to be balanced against the need many people have to be led and to be shown the opportunity to go somewhere quite different that may be quite a long way away. So I come back to the need for vision.